AP News for Friday, February 20th. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says he signed an executive order enabling him to bypass Congress and impose a 10% global tariff. This after the Supreme Court struck down his far-reaching tariff regimen.
Now I'll go the way I could have gone originally, which is even stronger than our original choice.
Meanwhile, the president warns he's considering strikes on Iran.
Iran's foreign minister said in a TV interview his country is planning to finalize a draft nuclear deal in the next 2 or 3 days to send to Washington. At the White House, the president was asked about the possibility of limited military action.
I guess I have to say that.
The Trump administration has been pushing for concessions from Iran and has built up the largest U.S. military presence in the Middle East in decades. His message to Iran?
They better negotiate a fair deal.
Both Iran and the U.S. have signaled they are prepared for war if talks on Tehran's nuclear program fizzle out. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. Southern Command says it carried out another deadly strike on a vessel accused of trafficking drugs in the Eastern Pacific. 3 killed, raising the campaign's death toll to at least 148. And Jennifer King reports,
truckers and bus drivers will have to take their commercial driver's license tests in English as the Trump administration expands an aggressive campaign to improve safety in the industry. Recent fatal crashes in Florida and Indiana have heightened concerns.
It's English only.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
So you can go through to a fake school, no training, and then in some of these states you go to a third-party tester. And the third-party tester is participating in the scam.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has been working to decertify so-called chameleon companies.
We want to know that who you say you are, you actually are.
Duffy says they'll crack down on questionable driving schools, ensure states are complying with regulations, and do more to get unqualified big rig drivers off the road. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. Donna Warder has the story of a church's construction.
It's called the Sagrada Familia Basilica, and the structure in Barcelona, Spain, is the world's tallest church. It's been under construction for about 144 years. On Friday, the basilica reached its maximum height of 566 feet, with the installation of the upper arm of a cross atop the church's soaring central piece called the Tower of Jesus Christ. Mauricio Cortez Sierra is the architect in charge of the central towers.
We finished the exterior of the towers. In the coming weeks, we will start dismantling the scaffolding and at the same time doing the final touches.
Even though there's more inside work to do, the consecration of the tower will be on June 10th, which is the 100th anniversary of the Basilica's main architect, Antonio Gaudi. I'm Donna Warder.
The latest through the weekend at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.